This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the emergency use of a COVID-19 antibody therapy that President Donald Trump said helped cure him of the disease caused by the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center has reported that the United States has passed 12 million COVID-19 cases. The Regeneron Pharmaceuticals therapy approved by the FDA is made up of two antibodies that are to be administered together to treat mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The eligible group for treatment includes those 65 or older and with some chronic medical conditions, also children who are at high risk of a severe case. The company expects to have enough of the treatment ready for about 200,000 patients by the first week of January. And leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies, the G20, meeting virtually on Sunday, will pledge to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries are not left out. In a draft of the G20 communique, which was seen by Reuters news agency, the leaders said they would spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access for all people, consistent with members' commitments to incentivize innovation. The communique said global immunization is a public good. They pledged to continue to use all available policy tools needed to safeguard lives, jobs, and incomes. The communique also encouraged the multilateral development banks to strengthen their efforts to help countries deal with the coronavirus pandemic. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Hundreds of protesters broke into Guatemala's Congress building on Saturday and burned part of the building amid growing demonstrations against the president and the legislature for approving a budget that cut educational and health spending. Saturday's protest came as about 7,000 people were demonstrating against the budget in front of the National Palace in Guatemala City. Protesters say the budget was negotiated and passed by legislators in secret while the country was distracted by back-to-back hurricanes and the coronavirus pandemic. Aid agencies have been racing to scale up the humanitarian response to the crisis in Ethiopia, which has bled over into remote areas of eastern Sudan. More than 30,000 people fleeing the fighting have arrived in Sudan in under 2 weeks. The UN is planning for as many as 200,000 refugees to arrive in the next 6 months. It has been mobilizing supplies to move people away from crowded transit points further into the country. Phone and internet links have been cut in Tigray since Ethiopian government troops launched an offensive early this month against regional authorities they accused of staging a surprise attack on federal forces. The mostly Tigrayan refugees fled their area of Ethiopia with few possessions, and many spent days on the run before crossing into Sudan. Almost all those fleeing into Sudan have arrived at border crossing points, bringing firsthand accounts of the fighting. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people on Saturday and left dozens of others injured. The attack came 2 days before a major donors conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Spokesman Tariq Aryan said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement that there were no casualties among its staff. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said, along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blasts on Saturday, with many requiring hospital treatment. And thousands of Israelis took to the streets Saturday night, braving cold, wet weather to continue months of protests demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Several thousand people gathered outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem. It's been the focal point of most of the demonstrations. A similarly sized crowd protested outside Netanyahu's private home in the upscale coastal town of Caesarea. Smaller gatherings took place at junctions and overpasses across Israel. Protesters say Netanyahu should resign while he's on trial for corruption. Marissa Melton, VOA News.